Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I keep coming back to this idea that we used to sit around and listen to music as just an activity. Certainly, growing up, we did that. And I remember doing that in high school. Now, I went to a private school, granted, and everybody had, you know, some sort of stereo, you know, maybe, you know, it's probably a portable thing back then. It wasn't like maybe a few people had a really, really nice stereo or something, but for the most part, it was, had some way to listen to music. And it wasn't like necessarily even listening on the radio, but, you know, playing at that point CDs or possibly tapes or something along those lines. Music sharing was taping somebody else's CDs, which, you know, happened quite a bit back in the day. It's funny because, of course, now with things like Apple Music, you've got access to all whatever song you want, almost, or, you know, or if you're Spotify or whatever, whatever music streaming service you use. You've got access to stuff. Although I do find on Apple Music at times that there are things that I have, because I've purchased various things, that don't appear in Apple Music. So you still need to go find, you might need still have your CD collection or whatever, but I think I've digitized almost all of my CDs. So even the things that are not in Apple Music, they're effectively in my library. So therefore they are in my, they're something that I can listen to, through Apple or whatever. It's just as an activity, there's that sort of shared experience. And, you know, and of course, everybody's got maybe different musical tastes, right? I mean, there's, and I think there, and certainly, I don't know, modern music, I'm not as interested in, I guess. I say, I mean, maybe there's a few things, I don't know. But as an exercise, I made, I still kind of think in mixtapes, as far as like when I'm putting it up a playlist, I still kind of hit that, that 90 minute number, right? That's kind of the, because that was what a cassette tape was. There was the three, C30, C60, C90 Go, as the old song by, I forgot the name of the band, but you had the 30 minute cassettes, the 60 minute cassettes, and the 90 minute cassettes. And I always buy the 90 minute cassettes, and you could each side was 45 minutes, and you could put, all kinds of different songs on it. And, that depends on the length of the songs as to how many you get on each side. Heck, there were some Pink Floyd songs that were the entire side of an album. So that was, 22, 23 minutes. Right. So, these days, if you have a party or something, people, music's in the background and you can just turn on Spotify or Pandora or whatever, right? And that's, you don't have, and you can just turn it on and it'll play, endless stream of music without commercials. But at the same time, it's we're not really, we don't just sit around and listen to music. And, I guess we all got so many more things. It's, and I was kind of reminded as I was at dinner with a couple of friends and we were talking something, somehow the Smurfs came up, and I don't know how that came up, but somebody was looking this up on their phone, and I hadn't gotten out my phone the entire time I was, with everybody, but it's, I don't know, you got kids and got to keep track of them, I guess that happens. But I brought up the point. I'm like, we didn't use the phone back in the day to try and settle arguments. It's like, we didn't, because we didn't have it, as my wife pointed out, and she's right, we didn't have it. But I'm wondering if we, I don't know if we need to be using that. And then one of the guys at the table, he made a point of saying, I'm getting pretty anti-technology, and I'm going to try and get off of all this stuff. And I'm like, good for you. It's a little bit hard. I don't, you know, and that's, I, just given what I do for a living, it's a little bit, I think completely ditching all of that technology may be a little bit, may make my job a little bit more difficult if I completely ditch it. But I get the sentiment, right? These things are not our friends, right? We get access to so much more stuff now. I mean, yeah, I can stream almost the entire music catalog that's available out there from my phone anywhere in the world that I am. But that also means I'm potentially exposed to, lots of, it's just the continual flood of information, right? And it's almost like music's the background, now. I do appreciate that there are, you can still find it. Actually, and you can still, we still do this, right? It happens over the internet these days, I guess. Some of the folks that are in the No Agenda community are definitely, have streams and, songs are played at times, right? And it is a nice communal experience, even if we're not in the same room, right? You get a chat room and you can make comments or whatever, but it's that communal listening experience, right? And I think that's something that is missing today, right? It's that, we used to have it when, we only had half a dozen channels on television or whatever. There was a shared, context, I guess, of, you either watch, whatever the show was, there's usually, in prime time or something, there was usually the show that everybody watched, right? And depending upon how far back you want to go, there's always those shows. But now it's like, we don't have that shared context and we've got access to everything, but I think we're missing something, right? There's not much of a shared context. And I think, listening to, so we're not listening to the same stuff. We're not watching the same stuff. We're not reading the same stuff. And when we try and talk to each other, we're bickering over, minor things in a lot of cases. And we don't want to necessarily even hear the other side sometimes. Right. And I think that's also dangerous. I don't even know how to end this, but this is a problem. I think we don't have that communal experience anymore. We don't have a shared context even, right? I think maybe that'll be the title of this episode. I don't know, but yeah, we're missing a shared context. And the good news is that we do have more ways to, create a shared context or even participate in a shared context. But, I think we're missing out on that in the real world, right? We've got so many things going on that, we can't create that shared context in person. And there's something to be said for that. And I think as society, we're missing out.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.